in my notes, I just have the title for the episode. So,
which is what?
Framing Britney Spears.
Woo!
Yeah. Do you know what? You and Jughead are the same person right now.
All right, so we're just going to start the show.
No, last night, Catherine, that was on his computer.
Shut up. Catherine, roll credits, please. Just, I have no segue for that. Go fuck yourself, Chad.
I mean, you are so adamant of not coming back into the Riverdale Hive.
I was adamant to come in again for this season. I was just like, am I just going to be dragged back in? But I think I kind of want to wait for it to just be over, and I'll just plow
it's
through.
It's not. It got renewed for another season, bruv.
No, not over, over. I mean this season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I was going to say it was funny that you texted me the other day about this episode because I had just started receiving my Britney Spears vinyls. I don't know if you can do that.
Oh, and
I
was you just got listening it?
To,
wow.
Yeah, I was just listening to Glory last night. I don't know if you can... Oh. Wow.
Completely disappears.
I mean, it's whatever. But, yeah, I pretty much have all of her vinyl records at this point except for One More Time and the first one.
The yeah.
Most important ones.
Honestly, the most important ones. Well, I mean, Circus.
Whatever. In Circus? The zone. Oh, also, I don't have Circus. That's fine.
You don't have Circus? I'm kind of shocked.
Circus is a good one.
No, Blackout and In the Zone are the like top two that you need.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this zone. Album is literally just all about sex. I was listening to it last night. I'm like, girl, is there a song on here that's not about fucking?
Isn't that all of her music?
No, but yeah, this one's specific.
Stronger this isn't about penises.
You know. No, it's about being stronger than yesterday. What are you talking about? It is a feminist call to arms.
Correct.
To bare arms.
Everyone bare heard arms. It.
Actual right. Bare arms.
I'm assuming we've started the show already. We have some special guests, which are Chad and Jackie, and a newcomer all the way from Georgia, who is in Georgia, Logan.
Hello.
Hello.
She's like, I'm really gonna cry.
Oh my god,
I'm on the podcast.
I didn't know if I should.
Mom,
like,
made it.
Make sure you tell your parents we're live right now.
I didn't know if I should like cheer or if that was gonna be
similar. I thought Jason said, make sure you tell your parents who are alive right now. At least by the beginning of this podcast, by the end is a different story.
Let them know, man. Logan had to sign a permission slip to be on this show.
Oh my goodness.
We all had to sign NDAs. Logan signs a permission slip.
Wait, you guys are getting paid?
Wait, I'm not getting paid. I've never been paid.
No, we don't get paid. Sponsorships, hit us up.
Sponsorships, yo.
Corona?
Still let's code.
Go. Modelo?
Use code 2000s for 10% off on Freshly.
Oh my
god. On Adam so and Eve.
Oh my god.
This, Chad.
Purple beds?
I mean, that's what I want.
So, framing Britney. Chad, what were your initial thoughts? I think going into it and then coming out of it, really.
So I didn't even know that it was happening. It literally just happened, like, you know, roommate Cam was all like, hey, just go to Hulu real quick. And, or maybe, I don't even remember where the fuck. Where is it? I can't remember
it's
where
on
it's
Hulu.
On.
It's on
okay,
Hulu.
Okay, it's on Hulu. All right. So he was just like, go to Hulu real quick after we finish watching something else. I think we were watching, like, one of the Housewives shows. And then I was like, okay. And it was just like, framing Britney. First off, I thought, weird title, because I'm just like, that's a very weird title. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, you're just framing what happened to her. But I'm like, it also sounds like...
We're framing her for murder.
Yeah, it's like a true crime. She was framed for a murder. Like,
exactly. I know, I was energy, waiting for it to be all like, yeah, you remember Britney's second husband? She killed him. I was like, what?
I love it.
Maybe that was their intention, was so everyone would watch it to be like, oh my god, who did she kill?
And then that, the song three is the number of people she kills. Peter, Paul, Mary. Just the
oh my god.
No, she's gonna kill her father. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's funny, what was funny is I was surprised they didn't bring up that annulled marriage at all, because I was like, that's not an attribution to any of this at all. Because I was like, at first I thought that was like a really weird red flag. When it came to the whole Britney thing, I was just like, is she cool? Because I'm like, people don't just get, like, randomly get married and then, like, be like, oh, I'm going to get it annulled. It's a little impulsive.
I heard that her annulled husband, that guy from like the 48 marriage, he stormed the Capitol.
Oh,
no fucking way.
I think I saw that. On Yo. The
well, then you know, valid.
Yep.
Valid. Yeah. Well, fuck that guy.
Now we know.
And knowing is power.
Exactly. I mean, imagine? She figured it out. She figured it out. She was like, she after 48 hours, it's like, I've made a mistake.
He's going to cause an insurrection.
Like, you know what? In 2021, you'll never believe the things that are going to happen the first week. And she's like, I think I got to go. He's talking about Donald Trump being the president.
He was blasting Stronger in his ears.
Oh, my God. That's what that gypsy told her in that commercial where she was... Where she was just like, I'll tell you your future. And she was like, no thanks. Create your own destiny.
Oh my God.
I mean, it fits with my narrative in my head, so I'm going to pretend that that's what.
Everything was just written in scripture. Like, it was just like, it was all there before our
Britney's
eyes.
Britney's whole life was a documentary.
It was honestly a saga. Yeah, so like, was there anything surprising to you about this? Was there any like new info?
I mean, I guess the really interesting thing, like the brand new information, was like how much her father had like taken control of her life, yeah, and like how far removed he was before that. Because I had just assumed he was always around and on her team, and then just suddenly took over. But they're all like, no, he was like not
never
around, and then all of a sudden just showed up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's really weird. And I'm like, why would a judge just be like, yeah, sure, that sounds right? What?
Yeah, yeah. That it seems like some real sketchies going on, like back.
Yeah.
That maybe what like wasn't even talked about in the documentary. Like there was some behind the door, like behind the scenes stuff happening.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, they definitely had to have like paid off a judge or something. Because I'm like, or at least figured out the ones that would just be like, yeah, sure, I say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm. Why wasn't her mother more directly involved in that aspect? Like, why was her father the one to like just appear out of nowhere and be like, I'm gonna take
the
reins?
Well, I was like, where is her mom? Her mom seemed way more involved in her 100%. Career. Well,
and then they also, when they mentioned her father's history for, like, alcoholism and bankruptcy,
he was a
as
deadbeat.
Well, so it's like, why was he put in charge? In what way is he the responsible one to take over?
Because, man.
I know, and what I think what pissed me off even more is, like, when she got to the point that she was like, I'm not even asking for me to take it. Can we at least just get a third-party mm-hmm. person who is, like, completely impartial?
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And I'm like, why?
Like, L.A. This is so fucked. L.A., like, I feel like if she had had this happen in any other state, that wouldn't have happened. She would have had a third party. Her dad wouldn't have had control for so long. L.A. is just so fucked in the criminal justice system as a whole. You know what I mean?
If it was in Florida, it would have been equally as bad. Or Georgia. I mean, we really have never heard any good things about.
Because, like, how often do we hear about this conservatorship when in your 20s? You know, like, when they explained it that this shit happens when you're, like, old or, like, you don't have the mental capacity to handle your finances, this is what happens. But she was, like, in her 20s, capable, and this was taken away from her.
Well, and there are lots of people like, who are mentally ill who aren't placed under
conservatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it. What made no sense is I'm like, she was cognitive enough to go back to work. And they were like, okay, so you can work, but you cannot be in charge of your own life. And I'm like, how?
It's impossible.
Correct.
That has bias in that. Because it's like everyone was seeing the articles of like, Britney's a bad mom. Britney almost dropped her kids. Britney wasn't doing this right. Like, so... You know, that added to, like, why people thought she was so crazy. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
how
you
can find unbiased judge?
You can do that to literally anyone. Yeah. I could go to the parents' house right now and take, like, 5 photos and, say, and like, create some bullshit
have.
About, like,
yeah.
how they're
and
a bad
have,
yeah.
Do it. Do it. Do it. We'll wait right here.
Well, there's that one clip where they're just like, Britney was seen carrying her baby with one hand and a glass of water in the other. And it's like, have you never seen... a woman with a baby, like
yeah.
the one in her car was the one that I remember like years ago was like the hot image that was just plastered on 2020 and like news, like credible news organizations that were talking about us airdropping missiles on the Taliban and then segue into Britney driving with a fucking baby in the driver's seat of her car. I'm just like, this is not news. Like, why are we talking about this?
This is not news.
Like,
my dad did this.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, if you want to talk news, let's talk about Kim Plath from fucking Plathville. She ran her baby over. So, I'm like, you want to talk about bad moms? I will never let that go.
Wait a minute.
Is that the sequel to Teen Moms?
Oh my god. There's one photo that...
I want to know who Kim Plath is. Yeah. Wait, can we do this or this? Can you give a quick synopsis?
What, of Plathville?
Yeah.
Is this like a just, real...
It's like on TLC. It takes place in Georgia, actually. It's two... It's only like two seasons, I think, about like 7-8 episodes each. It's about like 15 episodes altogether.
But who ran over a baby?
Oh, it's the mom. But this was like years before. Like, before the show actually happened.
Okay. Before
but they have like literally like 8 kids.
Terrible.
Like 8 or 9 kids. They so I'm just like.
Right.
Oh my god. Exactly.
Yeah, but I remember there's one photo I saw going around the internet at some point where some lady put her baby down on the floor of a 7-Eleven so she could get her drink from the soda fountain. Like, just literally laid this child on this floor right under the soda fountain.
I thought you were just going to say she put her baby down, period.
And she just left.
That's literally Sims. That is literally The Sims. They're like, let me just put this baby here in the middle of the grill.
Yeah. So, well, it makes me wonder, though, like, what happened if the paparazzi hadn't been the way they were with her. Or in general, if the paparazzi just weren't like that, you know? But...
Yeah. I mean, that's the real question, because, like, so much of that was driven... So much of her narrative was driven just by
tabloid.
Other people. Yeah, and it was just, like, photos taken out of context, where it's, like, if you take a photo of, like, someone doing something random, you can say anything about it, just because you don't know. You have no context for it. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just really crazy, because it was super invasive in her life. She never got, like, a moment of peace, and then they're all like, oh, well, she loved it. She likes being famous, and I'm like... Well, people like it for a minute because you're all like, oh my god, I'm getting all this attention. I'm like, especially for someone who like works really hard to get like seen or something like that. So it's like when you finally get that spotlight, you're all like, oh yay, people are finally noticing, but it's not for the right things.
Correct.
It's like, they don't care about my music or me. They just want the spectacle that is Britney Spears because what's the next crazy thing she's going to do?
Yeah.
Especially when she was this wholesome girl who ended up becoming, I don't know, I wouldn't say, like, became kind of, like, this southern princess, but kind of. Because I remember that whole, like, Britney and Kevin show or whatever. That was really when I heard her accent a lot. I was like, oh, my gosh, she is so country.
She is country as fuck. Like, she's literally from middle of nowhere.
Right off the pumpkin truck.
That's right. And so...
Something Missouri.
I think it was Louisiana, wasn't it?
Missouri.
Oh, it was Missouri?
No, McClum.
I thought she was from Louisiana, but whatever.
Is it? I have no idea.
Like the way it was mix something.
The way that the paparazzi guy that they interviewed was like, oh, like in the beginning we both needed each other, and it was like, yeah, that's true. But as it progressed, like obviously she wasn't enjoying it, and he seemed to have like no remorse. Like,
well, he was like, I'm concerned for you, and then like she freaks out, tries to like. Beat up his car, and he's like, yeah, I got the money shot. And it's like, you you don't...
It's kind of...
He was explaining that he was saying, he's like, well, you know, we had no sign that it was going to get that bad. And it cut to her, like, crying and, like, panicking. And then she was saying, like, well, you know, she said, like, leave me alone. It's like, but wasn't that a sign? From the interviewer would ask, isn't that a sign that she didn't want to be bothered by you? But, yeah, but she said leave me alone, like, for the day, not, like, forever.
Yeah, that's my favorite reasoning. No, she didn't say leave me alone forever. You know, it's incredibly fucked that those images are like seared into not just pop culture, but really like global history. Like those are like the images that he took that would be in museums or like online and shit. Like these are like iconic images which were taken at the tragic mental toll of a human being. You know, we meme it forever. You know, we're all guilty of memeing this shit forever.
Yeah.
And I am. I think Jason's just a terrible person. I think all of us are innocent except Jason.
I don't know, because it was on my mind, so, like, literally when I was writing something yes, the other day, I wrote something about an umbrella, and I literally said, arms like Britney 2007 with an umbrella.
So when they showed the interview she did with Diane Sawyer, which was
oh my god, the
holy shit.
Yeah, I literally had just used it the week before for something else.
So basically that image, that moment where she's like, yeah, like I got that from Chad. Like he posted that somewhere and like I downloaded it because it was just like, yeah, I totally feel this. Like, and then when it happened, I was just like, fucking Chad.
I know, I think about that all the time. So many tragic pop culture moments are all like memes at the expense of someone, but you know, I'll never let that little mama meme where she's in that wig and she's like, like,
I'm looking at
little mama.
She's so sad.
Well, that's like in the movie whenever she's like, she starts to cry and she's like, ew, and then she's like, strong Britney. Like, I think that we've said that in our apartment about like 100 yeah. times in the yeah. past.
Because
like,
who among us can not say that we haven't been disgusted by our own vulnerability?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the fact that she started off with crying with, oh, what is this? Oh, hello. Like, it was just like yeah. trying to shove down her emotions so bad.
It's very much reality breaking through the image.
Yeah.
You know, it's relatable. I was just like, holy fucking shit. And I was just like, you know, I think through it all, like a lot of us were super guilty, was just like going along with that train at the time of laughing at someone having a breakdown before our eyes. Like someone that was America's sweetheart, someone that is held up on a pedestal for like however long we wanted them to. Yes, that little mama image is so much
yeah fun. That one,
that interview is amazing. It is,
yeah, but she was like crying about her mom or something in that interview.
It was about her mom, and also like they were calling out her career that was like at like going nowhere, and I was just like, that's very unfair to just like call her out. Like it's true, but
I mean, La Mama Store Bless ain't riding through nobody's town.
Yeah.
Jason's part of the problem.
I know something. Did you guys see that video of her, like, stepping on the stage while Alicia Keys and Jay-Z
yes.
were performing Empire?
I saw like, that live. Yeah.
Yes.
She got on stage, and then she posed at the end with them, and they both looked so mad.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see the behind the almost behind, like, brief moment where Beyonce tried to stop her, and then she was just like...
Yes, yes.
That was funny.
That was very good.
No, good segue, though. I was surprised they didn't bring up the 2009 VMA. Was it 2009?
Yeah.
VMA performance?
The one where she bombed it?
Yeah. And
a wig and a bikini.
Because I always remember that, because I'm like, for some reason, it's always stuck in my mind, and I thought it was, like, the funniest slash most amazing thing, because I'm like, people kept talking, I have, like, a very weird, a very interesting relationship with Britney Spears. I'm almost, like, completely, I'm going through a lot of her music retroactively, because during the time when it originally came out, I mean, I was listening to, like, R&B, and then I went directly into, like, emo rock music, so I kind of, like, skipped a little bit of pop stuff in that time frame, plus I was too cool for school with Britney Spears, so... I didn't really listen to anything that wasn't, like, the big, big hits that were already on the radio. But, so, what I find so funny about her music now is, like, when Blackout came out, everyone hated her, like, at that point, where it was just like, I hate her. I was like, let me go listen to her music, and suddenly I fell in love with her. Mm-hmm. And then when that 2009 VMA performance came out, I was all like, this is amazing. Like, everyone's like, blah, 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 Britney Spears, blah, blah. I'm like, I mean, she still got paid, and she went up there and, like, did bare minimum at the most. Everyone was dancing around her. She said, I'm physically here. You wanted me here.
Facts.
I mean, it reminds me of that fucking Mariah Carey New Year's Eve performance.
Oh, Britney walked so Mariah during the 2020 New Year's could run.
Oh,
I mean, it just goes to show, if they don't want to fucking do it, they're like, I will literally read that contract again and see what I can get away with.
Yeah, they don't have to do that, you know, like, they're gonna get paid regardless. Mm-hmm. That ad revenue is too real, and then they could just bounce. Like, my favorite moment is when she showed up to Vegas when they show in the film when they were going to announce her second residency, and there's just like Britney Spears, and she comes up, and they have like they have a performance and shit lined up, and she just like appears in just like regular clothes, waves, and just like just leaves.
That was funny. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. She just walked through the...
I think I was at work, and they were live streaming it, and I was just like, I've got to see this. And then she just shows up and just leaves, and I was just like, this is amazing. Like, you couldn't write this. This is, like, iconic. And she's still getting paid. She's still getting paid. She still got paid for that. And the residency didn't even happen. You know, that's... the hugest brain of all, Britney Spears.
Literally, who else? No, well, honestly, I feel like the only other person who could do that is Mariah Carey.
Oh, possibly the only other person that could really do that, Mariah Carey.
Or Beyonce. Well, yeah, Beyonce wouldn't do that.
Beyonce wouldn't do that.
But she could if she wanted.
She could.
Yeah, if she wanted to, she could, but she would never.
She has the power. Yeah. I think Mariah Carey just wouldn't even show up. Like, every show, she just wouldn't show up. And she would still get paid, because people paid it, so... She's like, fuck them.
It is Mariah Carey.
Yeah. I think it's really tragic, like, with her signing away into the conservatorship. It came at a time and at the cost of, like, her mental health, but then also her children. And then Kevin Federline, who just saying the name brings laughter to anybody who knows it, you know?
Well, Popo's out, am I right, yeah, ladies?
And so, and so it's really sad to just see her knowingly just be like, I will sign this away as long as I can see my kids. Like, this is really a story about a woman who just wants to be with her children and wants her money and to just be left alone to do what she wants. Chris Crocker was absolutely correct. Leave Britney alone.
She talked a lot as well in the beginning about how she, like, really wants kids and wants to have a family. And, like, that's what she really wants in life. Like, she's like, I like the fame thing and I like singing, but that's not, like, what I want out of life.
You know? Adding children to fame is just, like, a recipe for disaster if there are no people around you to protect you from it. Like, there was no one around her to shield her from that. Yeah. You know, like, imagine just trying to go buy milk. Like, you can't go fucking do that, you know? And there was no one around her to manage that wildness. Like, people just let it happen, you know?
Again, where is the mother?
Where's...
I know that we always, like, pin everything on the mother in scenarios that come to children. Mm-hmm. But in this regard, I really was just very curious. I'm like, where is her mom? Well, because
it was weird in the documentary because she was in there a whole bunch at the first, as we all know, and then it's like they just didn't talk about her at all until later into it.
Yeah
It was just like all of a sudden, like, she wanted to be a part of it, and it was like, where have you been?
But I don't know if it was just how the documentary, just how they told the story, or maybe her mom was involved. Like, it just wasn't...
Was she scared of the dad, or, like, she didn't want to stand up to him, or, like, she just didn't have the power to
fight? It could have been also possible that she was involved. It's just not something the documentary went into it in, but also, like...
Yeah, that also...
But also, if the judge... I wouldn't be surprised if the judge automatically would...
Just gave it to the father.
The man, side with the father. Correct. Because... Yeah.
Do you guys know if... the dad and the mom, Jamie and Lynn, are together still, or if they're divorced?
I was also wondering that.
I thought they split up.
I assumed that they split up too, because it seemed like early on in Britney's career that they had, like, had a split because of his, like, alcoholism.
Yeah.
And since they didn't, at the end of the documentary, they said they tried to, like, reach out to her, but she didn't respond to be on camera or whatever. So I was, like, piecing it together by, like, where she wasn't. So in my mind, I was like, okay, so they got divorced, she was probably there for a while, Britney was also... I was, like, thinking about Britney at the time and, like, what she was doing with, like, her random relationships and stuff. So she probably got to a point where she was like, I don't want you to be so overly involved in my life. And then her mom, like, kind of went away. And then all that shit happened to her, like, around 2007. And then, like, the dad just swooped the fuck in.
Also, update. So they divorced in 2002, but they reconciled in 2010. No. So that may have explained what happened there.
Money talks, man.
Yeah.
Money talks. That's fucking crazy. This is just a wild, like, the fact that, I told Catherine this, like, the fact that Britney Spears at that time did not kill herself is a goddamn miracle. Because I don't think, like, a lot of human beings have the, like, the mental fortitude to power through every fucking day and just, like, with the anxiety of, like, what am I going to experience or be led to do next? Mm-hmm. You know?
Also, not to minimize Britney's hardship, because, once again, it was, like, brutal what she went through. And, like, who... Any, like, human being, once again, like, probably would have cracked it under her scenarios and probably have in the past, like, with other famous people that are going through troubles, too. Like, especially women like Amy Winehouse, Paris Hilton, like, Lindsay Lohan. They were just...
Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
Holy
even
shit.
Still, yeah, that's still kind of recent. Damn. People are still making fun of her for, like, overdosing, but people are so brutal. But,
like, they're still brutal to her online.
She looked so good during all of her mental breakdown footage. I wish I could never. She looked so effortlessly beautiful, and I wish
the
I could look
head?
Half as pretty
we were
during my mental
head.
Breakdowns.
Yeah, the first time we watched it, we kept being like, I know she's having a breakdown, but she really pulls it off. Yeah. Like, she just she looks good.
She's glowing.
Like, the scene where she's being taken away in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Gavin's like, girl, yeah. You look good.
Oh, that like, winged eyeliner. Yeah. She looks well rested.
I think the worst part for me was when she went to go visit her kids and she refused to give them up. Then they had to basically like forcibly remove her and then give K-Fed sole custody, and she had like no visitation for like a short amount of time. And that's got
to
be
I really didn't understand that. Well, when it comes to like, I feel like when it comes to the law in general, it will always favor men.
Correct.
Especially when it comes to like
children.
When it comes to like children,
not with kids, I think it's
well,
the other way around.
It seems like that, but all it takes is one thing to paint you as a bad mother or paint you in a negative light, and they're just like yoink, and they will take your rights away, and then it takes so long for you to get them
like
back.
You're a woman. Yeah. You've gone hysterical. You're insane. Let's lock her away. It's like it's very like Salem witch.
I feel like I want to ask my wife about this because she deals with this stuff like every day.
My wife.
But she refuses to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
Understandable.
It's like her one thing.
He's been on this podcast multiple times.
Exactly. So I am a pro in answering.
No, but Chad's absolutely right. Like, it really takes next to nothing to be a bad mom in a third party's eyes. And so for her to just want to be with her children and not want to give them back, like, anyone could really relate to that feeling, you know?
But the crazier thing is Kevin Federline already had other kids from a previous relationship with the actress from Moesha.
Yeah.
Yes, I forgot her name, but yes.
And I was like, he has, like, three kids with her, and, the youngest was, like, two or something?
Yeah, he left her when she was still pregnant to go be with Britney.
Yep.
Exactly, and they were just like, oh, we'll give you custody of those two kids, and I'm just like... He has kids. He literally has children.
That he left.
It's mind-blowing.
But they were brown, so they didn't give a fuck.
Correct.
That's America.
Correct. Yeah, it's incredibly fucked. Shaved head Britney is iconic and really...
Looks amazing.
Really.
Such a good head shape to pull off a shaved look.
We really did not appreciate that era enough. Because it was just like,
I mean, I did because I came in right there.
Yeah, at the sweet spot of Britney-ism.
I know. I mean, it was great because the music was banging. She was given a lot of drama. I mean, honestly, I think about, like, the only one I can think about that spiraled like that and we were all just, like, keeping our eye on it was, like, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that was another one.
Who was the other one that I'm thinking? Lindsay Lohan also.
Lohan. Holy shit.
Oh. Yeah, but she also... Well, see, that's what happens when you give people a reality show. I'm like, she also had that reality show that was kind of like showing all that other shit behind the scenes that we had they didn't even know about, like about her family. And
she
her dad
also had a shitty dad, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Daddy issues, you know, like...
Once again, they'll fuck you up every time.
Who doesn't have them, like, you know?
Bar is so low to be good dad, i.e. Laura Dern's monologue in A Marriage Story.
To everyone up there, did you guys learn anything new from this, like Logan, Jackie?
Yeah. I like how you're just like, Logan. The uneducated one.
Logan.
I'll learn what conservatorship meant.
I was actually going to say that,
what the fuck's a K-Fed?
That, like, this movie really, like, humanized Britney for me, because you can ask Catherine and Jackie.
Yeah, what was it
when
she
it
said
first when it started?
When it first started, I was like, Britney Spears is a crazy bitch.
She literally, yeah, we were about to watch.
And then you guys were saying, I'm the problem.
We both
they were just like, Jason's the problem. Logan was just like, look at this crazy bitch.
What's wrong with you?
We really just like dead silently looked at her.
It was a very funny moment in the apartment.
A disappointing moment for some.
I started to realize just how much like Justin Timberlake played into this whole scenario.
Yeah.
Of like,
because I never really thought about any of that.
Right as her career was like blossoming, she's like, I'm doing like Baby One More Hit Me One More Time, like all of this amazing stuff, and then the breakup happened and the cheating scandals, and then like Justin was like, did you hear that interview where they were like prodding him and joking like, come on, did you sleep with Britney Spears? And he's like, all right, I did it. Like, oh, that was a really fun thing for her.
Yeah.
And even, you know, like,
you banged her. Hey, you banged her. Yeah. Like,
yeah, because that's one thing we haven't talked about is all the interviews where they are constantly asking her about her sex life or about her body. Mm-hmm. Even the one when she was 10 and he's like, oh, you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think about me?
Stuff, like, even from that young age when she wasn't even like famous, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other one where they're like, oh, everyone brings up your breasts, but you get furious when people do that, and it's like, then why are you bringing it up? And like, she was even, I think at that point she was legal, but she was still very young, like
19 to go through all of that scrutiny. And
it's
just
inappropriate.
Like, slut-shaming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's it wasn't even just her. It's just, I feel like now we're really taking attention of it because of, like, the whole Me Too movement and stuff like that. Because I feel like that was a big thing, like, Rose McGowan was talking about, like, back when the movement started, as, like, this stuff had been happening underlying all over the place.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Like, and if you were to do what you normally would do, it's like, hey, I asked you not to do that, and you do it, I can leave because I asked you not to do that. If you do that, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, with Britney, it's, like, a specific case of, like, here's a very clear example of how it happened.
Rod.
But then not only did they have those inappropriate questions, but then they'd go around, turn around and start attacking her for all of these things when they're constantly pushing her to be this sexual creature.
Then
they get upset if she even is remotely.
And then wondered why she, like, was pushed over the edge and, like, why she had to, like, go to, like, the mental hospital and, like, go into rehab. Like, you put her there.
Yeah, like, the part where the interviewer, I can't remember.
Matt Lauer?
Diane
Sawyer.
Yes. She was talking to her about
Jackie Scream and Lame. It's just like it's a trivia show. Matt Lauer.
What is Diane Sawyer?
David Dobrik.
Hillary Clinton.
She was talking to her about how, like, a mom said she wanted to, like, shoot her.
Governor's wife of Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was,
oh my God,
like, what the hell?
The crazy fan mail that I have read about just in the past. Like, when I was in grad school and we were writing this random thing about the Red Scare time period, they were talking about, like, how people would send mail to, I think it was, what show was it? The one with the Married with Children, that's what it was. They did, like, some random episode where, like, the daughter was, like, sexy or something. Death threats. Death threats to her specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would you even do that? Like, what? Yeah. Like, it just boggles my mind that you're just like, oh my God, my kids are gonna see this and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, so you're gonna blame Britney Spears? Why don't you, as the parent, be more involved in your child's
I love the family's thought that Married with Children was a family sitcom for, like, G-rated. Like, this is, like, it's not. Like, what are you watching?
I know, that was a lot of jumping off points there, but...
No. I definitely understand, because I think it's just, like, the machine of... You know, the industry loves to pump out sexualized images and then like throw it into at the artist to be like, why are you so sexualized? You know, like, why do you put yourself out there like this? But then it's just like, well, this is just me. This is like who I am. It's just like, no, but why? Like, why are your breasts out and stuff like that? And then like the machine pumps it out more, and then we start questioning back and forth, and it's a paradox. On like,
well, it makes even less sense.
There's no sense to it.
It makes even less sense when it starts as like Britney Spears in like 1989 as like a teenage child.
Yeah,
because how old was she then? Like.
She was born 16? In 1981, December.
Okay, so 99, doing some math. She was like, what, 18? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, she was, yeah, 18, 17, something like that.
Yeah, so I'm like, she literally was a teenager acting how teenagers act and then grew up and then people were just, didn't want to like, in their mind, be like, oh, this is a person who grew up.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, now she's like an actual woman and blah blah blah. And instead we're just like, nope, now she's a whore because she's wearing they do it all the time. They do it Beyonce all the time.
It's like people want a Mormon pop star.
No, but they don't. But they don't.
But they don't.
Then they judge the people that are too covered up because it's like, look at all your contemporaries. Well, there.
You know, what are you hiding under there?
You know all the issues with Billie Eilish and why she dresses the way that she does.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't want to be sexualized.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then people give her a hard time for covering up so much. Mm-hmm. But then this one time, someone got a photo with her in a tank top.
Yep. They were like, "Whoa!" She's like,
"Yeah."
And then they start like picking apart like all the parts of her body that they like love or hate. And she's like, "Don't talk about my body. Talk about my music."
Yeah.
Correct. It's just like imagine like her message on why doing that, and then it happens, only proves her point. Exactly. It's just like, I can only now wear crew necks for the rest of my fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just always thought her outfits were funny because they were just so baggy. Yeah. I'm like, this reminds me of literally the early 2000s when everyone was trying to wear clothes that would eat your body.
Yeah. I was like, she's bringing it back, man. She's really bringing it back. I can't wait.
Love that.
She will single-handedly revive JNCO jeans. And I can't fucking wait.
No. Do you know that Jordache still makes jeans?
Who?
Jordache?
What the
fuck? Are you saying DoorDash?
Yeah.
No, Jordache.
Oh, no.
There was a specific type of jean called Jordache jeans.
Oh, and
they still make jeans. They also make random other clothes,
too. Holy shit. Yeah, they do.
It's so funny.
I'm triggered right now. Holy shit. Yeah.
And you know who helped me figure that out? Jordan.
Yeah, I can't look at this. Yeah, it's way too triggering. One of my favorite bits was a lot of the fans and like that one Britney podcast that was trying to solve what she was saying in her Instagram posts. Like the little messages.
That was... That's the part that I wanted to watch more of. I was like, I need to know more about like the little idiosyncrasies because like the one they were talking about with the Frozen thing, mm-hmm. where she's like, I love Frozen. I love that it's a sister relationship and this specific time mark. And it was just like, help me.
And we're literally seeing cries for help when she posts anything mm-hmm. or when she does like a choreo routine in her living room.
I mean, it's like the Da Vinci Code, man.
Honestly.
Yeah.
The Bravinci Code. This is kind of where we're at now.
I can't wait until someone writes a movie about this later, about, like, how they decoded the
Britney I'm waiting code. For the Britney movie to just see, like, yeah. like, what has been happening with her, you know?
I want it, but I don't.
Yeah.
In our 50s. Well,
someday I really would like to hear
her
point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We love. Because they weren't able to get a hold of her.
Correct.
Yeah. For this documentary.
Mm-hmm. But they also...
Did you hear about Netflix wanting to do a documentary about it?
They also did say that they don't know if she even got the message that this was even happening.
Right, which exactly, is even scarier.
Right.
Like, she had no idea this was even happening. Because that's how sheltered they keep her from all of this. You know? And I remember Kathy Griffin... Chad, you went to that show, right? When she came to GMU.
Who, Kathy?
Yeah.
No, I saw her in D.C.
I think it was Cameron.
Lincoln Hall.
She basically talked about how she saw Britney at Vegas her first time when she had a show there. And
oh yeah, but she does that bit a lot.
She does that bit a lot.
Talks about how she met her, and then Brittany is just like, just, no.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, like she's completely like whacked out of her mind, just like all caught up in drugs and shit. They're like, there's just nothing there, and they just had to wheel her out. And so, like, I'm just like, I mean, I don't know, man.
Weren't they talking about that at some point where they were saying like they were putting drugs in her food and stuff like that? Because I mean, isn't that what they did to what's her face from The Wizard of Oz? I forget what her name is.
Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they would sneak drugs into her food.
Yeah, like, I'm honestly, that's all I was thinking about. I'm just like, this is, I feel like what's happening with Brittany is they've somehow locked her into, like, this almost Judy Garland situation where she's, like, has no rights and has, like, the visibility of freedom to the to the naked eye, but, like, really, they control everything. They just pump her full of drugs to make sure she does what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, she's literally like a caged animal. Like, she, yeah. We only see her when we only see her when we're allowed to see her, you know. But yeah. Now with, like, what I'm really thankful for is that she's one, still alive, and has made it to this part of our world with the internet, and that she can communicate through her phone and through images, you know, and that, like, I think if her ordeal had happened right now, I think the response would be completely different because of the internet.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah, I think we've had just massive access to so much more because of the internet and because of how connected we all are, you know? Right. And especially,
and
like...
We're not just getting our new, like, our sources from tabloids, which their entire thing is to make money off of someone else's drama.
Yeah. And, like, tabloids used to be the only place you got to, like, see celebrities live.
Correct.
And now you can see them firsthand.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, like, because they have control in their own socials and stuff like that, so like, they can control the narrative.
Mental health awareness as well. Like, if you saw people, like, making fun... Well, unfortunately, Demi Lovato, like, I did see some people still, like, online
still gonna
making
be
fun.
Some people.
But definitely they would be in the minority of, like, popular. Like, people would be crushing them if they were talking about Brittany shaving her head.
Demi Lovato should be dead 10 times over, and she's still fucking alive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane, you know? So, like, that woman has gone through, like, suicide, depression, drugs, ODing, strokes and heart attacks. Like, this is, like, you know, nothing... Yeah, she had strokes and heart attacks.
She had trouble with, like, her vision for the first few months. So, like, she couldn't read. Like,
that's fucking insane, you know. Her story will also be told at some point, like, in full mass in her perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, have you seen the YouTube documentary?
No, I haven't. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
You need to watch it.
I gotta watch it.
It's amazing.
Has it been out? Oh.
Shit.
It's been out for, like, 2 years.
No, like, wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about the new one of Demi. It's called, like, Dancing with the Devil.
Oh, no, that one's probably something different. But the first one, oh, my God, that one's just so wild.
The new one is when she talks about, like, the 2018 stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to watch that because I was so enthralled with the first one. I'm like, girl, I know this is very dramatic, but...
I'm about to
also ripping.
She gave us meme content. I'm about to beat this bitch up.
Really?
Memes.
All I knew is I was about to beat this bitch up on a plane.
Any final thoughts?
You know, free Britney.
Free
also.
Free Britney, man.
I'm hoping that the mom can somehow get this conservatorship or something. I don't know.
Or even a
the
third kids, party. Like,
well, they do have a third party now.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Well, I'm saying the kids are getting pretty old, so they may be able to take control themselves.
Exactly. And they'll have a voice at some point, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the oldest one's almost, he's close to like 18. He's like 16,
holy
17,
shit.
Something like that. So I'm like, please. I'm like running out the clock. I'm like, save Britney.
Free my mom.
Literally. I can only imagine, like, how... I honestly wanted to hear a little bit more of the kids' perspective of this because they've, like, watched this happen. So I'm, like, imagining, like... They're not, like... They can't keep the kids oblivious.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to see, like, any and everything.
I think in time we'll know how much, like, you know, how much of, like, that trauma they've seen from her mom. But I feel like she's such a powerful, like, mother to just, like... Not keep them oblivious to this, but shield them from, like, all the bad shit. Like, anything that's happened to her will not affect her ability to be a mother. You know, like, she'll be there 100% at any moment. You know? I like, even with all this happening, like, her kids are always first. Like, you know. I don't think.
Dr. Phil.
God damn it.
The irony of seeing Matt Lauer interview.
Jesus fucking Christ, I know.
After we all know what he did. So, that was jarring.
It's,
I know, it was a lot of moments.
A lot of pulling the collar at the neck.
Yikes.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, there's so many yikes moments. I think my big takeaway from this is one of my favorite things is what really encapsulates what we're watching is the cover of the documentary. And that, like, just offhanded picture of her, like, being prepped up, and she's just, like, you know, nothing. And I'm just like, yeah, this is everything that, like, all this is. I was just like, powerful art.
I'm just glad to know that she knows that we as the fans do appreciate her and do care about her well-being. Mm-hmm. We don't just want to see her fail with... I like that this movement has been able to show her that, that it's like, there aren't all of us out here just trying to, like,
shit on you.
Take what we can from you.
No, yeah. That we really genuinely care for her well-being and for her to have her freedom on all aspects of her life and her goddamn career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's all any human being should have is freedom to literally live.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Free Britney.
Yes, amen. Free Britney.
Great. Free Britney.
Now let's eat.
Also, thank you to her, that one assistant. That one lady. I can't remember.
Felicia. The family friends.
Hi, Felicia.
God bless Felicia.
Felicia.
Yeah.
The Felicia's family.
Lovely.
The MVP. She, God damn it, man. So wholesome. And she kept all that
She
shit.
Will be seeing the pearly gates.
She will be seeing the pearly gates.
Wait, I liked that one woman. Who was she was talking about where she's like, I think she was talking about his dad, where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, he just wasn't... That's all I'm going to say about him.
Was that the lawyer?
It
oh,
was...
I think that was the lawyer.
It was the yeah. talent agent. It was, like, one of, like, the recording people
it was at
the
days.
Label.
Oh. It was in the early days, yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah. like... And that's all I'll say about
Jamie. She
was
talking about her dad, right?
Mm-hmm. She's talking about her dad.
Saying, that's all I'll say about him.
Yeah. yeah that should really just...
Mic drop.
That was a great
Literally quote. Everyone who had anything to say about him. That's all I'll say about him.
Rough.
Which they edited out.
I know. Fuck. Yeah. Well. All right. Great episode, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Free.
I'll let the listeners decide that.
Free. Leave a review, guys.
Yeah, should, leave a review. Tell
should we bring
what
Logan
you guys
back?
The episode.
Sure. Nervously laughs.
Like Logan, yes or no?
I was nervous. Back? I was nervous, so don't judge me too hard.
Too fucking late, man. All right, bye.